What are you doing?
Harry Tuttle, heating engineer at your service.
Tuttle? Are you from Central Services? I called Central Services.
Well, they're a little overworked these days. Luckily, I intercepted your call.
You did? Just a minute. What was that business with the gun?
Just a precaution, sir. Just a precaution. I've had traps set for me before now. And there are plenty of people in Central Services who'd love to get their hands on Harry Tuttle.
Are you telling me that this is illegal?
Well, yes and no. Officially, only Central Service operatives are supposed to touch the stuff. Would you hold this, please? But nowadays, with all the new rules and regulations, they can't get decent staff anymore. So they tend to turn a blind eye, as long as I'm careful. Now, mind you, if ever they could prove that I've been working on their equipment. Well, now that's a pipe of a different color.
But wouldn't it be simpler just to, you know,
work with... Would you hold this for me, please?
Sorry, yes. I was saying, wouldn't it be simpler to work for Central Services?
Couldn't stand the pay.
Getting warm.
You couldn't what? Couldn't stand the what?
Paperwork. Couldn't stand the paperwork.
Listen, this whole system of yours could be on fire, and I couldn't even turn on a kitchen tap without filling out a 27B/6 bloody paperwork.
I suppose one has to expect a certain amount.
Why? I came into this game for the action, the excitement. Go anywhere, travel light, get in, get out, wherever there's trouble, a man alone. Now they got the whole country sectioned off. You can't make a move without a form.
Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirts you wear.
So, hi, and welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian.
And this is. What's my name again?
You, sir, are the knight from Tabithio.
I don't think I've watched that movie.
You don't think you've watched that movie?
What? Yeah, what's going on?
I'm just saying, you're here on a mission.
My name's Douglas. Can we please just start this podcast?
Oh yeah, no, you did this to yourself. You don't get to bail out on this. Mm-mm. You walked us in. You have to stay and fight. You have to kill Andrew. And his whatever, wherever the hell that server is going.
Yeah, guys, we're talking about movies again. And more importantly, we're talking about dumbass fucking movies, right? Because, sadly, we have been taken back to the year that is 1974 to watch the mm-hmm. film that made John Borman famous. Mm-hmm. And I say that because all of us know who John Borman is.
Yeah, you do. He's made
this movie.
All right.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking about Zardoz.
Okay. So hold on. Mm-hmm. I want to hijack this podcast.
Sure.
Andrew, I don't want to hear any of what you are going to say. Here is how this podcast is going to work today. Mm-hmm. Damian,
yes.
You are now officially on trial.
Okay.
you need to explain to us and come up with a good enough justification.
Right. I knew this name was familiar. He did Deliverance.
Okay. A good enough justification. That might even make sense with what I want to talk about later. But a good enough justification for making us watch this movie.
Right. Because we had never seen it.
Right.
And for good reason, it seems.
Here's the thing. We review movies.
Yes, we do.
Ish.
If that's the truth.
Wait, hold on. Question. Is the review the ish or the movies the ish?
Both. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Mostly the reviewed part. And the more we talk about movies, especially when we're talking, like last week, Pantheon movies, and we get to bring up like a whole heap of movies, I keep realizing that there are some significant gaps in viewership for two members of this podcast. One way more than the other, but still.
I try.
You tried, and you stopped. He didn't at any point.
I just like what I like.
And so I realize that there's things that I have seen that you two have not. And I can now make you...
endure them?
Yeah. Sometimes it's not endure. Sometimes they're legit good movies that you jackasses haven't seen. But not this week. No. You both haven't seen Zardoz, despite the fact that you love the main actor, like, a lot. You guys love him.
Look,
you guys have just gone through your lives hearing about Zardoz and going, you know what? No.
I saw the picture and I went, I'm staying far away.
And you're right to do so. But we review movies here. And I, from time to time, get to pick those movies.
Fucking dick.
And I've realized that instead of finding weird new movies that I don't like, how about going back in the past and finding dumb, shitty movies that I don't like, but you two haven't seen, so that we can share in the pain. So Douglas, you seem to have enjoyed this movie a lot. You liked it. First of all, I want you to try and tell me what Zardoz is about.
So actually, what's funny is, so I had seen, as I said to you before, tiny bits of this movie. And
which is how you're supposed to watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is bad.
And I actually kind of sort of got the story right. When Andrew said, oh, I've never watched this movie, I said to him, yeah, I remember it was something like Sean Connery goes to a different time and has to kind of figure out what's going on. And it actually kind of is like that, except it is that he goes into a vortex with immortal assholes.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to try not to be not to be killed. And he has to use their mind power against them. It's the... Oh my God.
Hold on.
This is the worst Douglas movie ever.
I'm disappointed in you.
Okay.
I'm legitimately disappointed in you.
Fair enough.
I was trying to set up this movie, trying to be the serious one, which is a character I play on this podcast week to week.
Andrew is known for being serious.
And you stopped me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You went, Andrew, no, you're not doing that this week.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Damon has to get going. Right, and we need to get this out in the air. And Damon gave his bullshit ass reason for making us watch this movie. However, you allowed him to pass the baton to you before he actually discussed his own feelings about the movie, so we could tear his feelings apart as opposed to talking about this movie.
Yeah,
you fucked up.
Yeah,
I'm disappointed in you.
You got. So let me start. This movie sucks hard, but it's so bad that at a certain point your brain just goes, what the hell? Like, you're just in this concert, like, there's no way this is a thing. No one made this. And it just, like, it devolves further and further and further. By the time the movie ends, like, you've passed the point where you're upset. You're just going, this is the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen. But it's not ridiculous enough for you to like it, because it's still the worst. But you get to look at the people in there and go, this is, like, it doesn't make sense. There's no story. The effects are batshit. Like, when you see what he is wearing for most of the movie, you just go, like, in your head, you've already, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, you look at it, you're like, this is shit. And then your brain is like, you know what this is. And your brain is right. Until you reach halfway through the movie, and your brain is like, even in my wildest dreams, I could have come with any of the horse shit. And then, the movie is crazy. Like, super crazy. And then, somewhere along the line, the movie decides, we have to end now. And then it turns. And it finds another level of crazy that you couldn't even imagine. By the time the movie's over, you're just like, you just have to laugh at how stupid, just how stupid, and how bad all of this is. And watching it now a second time, part of me realized, wait a second.
You watched it a second
time. Because I'd seen it the first time, and now I'm like, I have to punish these idiots. But I need to remind myself why. Because all you remember is Stoneheads and imagery of dicks and spirit fingers. And then you watch it again like, no, this is worse than
prettiness
I even remember.
Is a superpower. That's yeah. all I remember at this point. Prettiness is a superpower.
You watch it and you're like, wait, maybe this is why Star Wars was so popular. Because this is what science fiction was. This is the best the world had to offer. And then someone made laser swords. Like, as long as it's not Zardos. I don't care how bad this is. I don't care what they're talking about. There's spaceship guns and laser swords. I am down
and wizards.
For life. This movie's... It is... You have to see it to believe.
No, you don't. Just believe our words.
No, no.
And don't listen to me.
Please be clear.
Listen to me.
Do not watch this movie. But, like, what you have in your mind,
I ask you to,
doesn't come close
to don't watch it
appears on screen. It is I want to know just how much drugs was taken. Like, at the movie's inception and throughout filming. Because it was clear most of the cast was high as shit. But this movie, oh boy. And there's a story in there somewhere that has crystals and melting people. And it's...
Indiana Jones?
It's... I don't... It's just... Like, my brain, like, even after seeing it once, my brain still wasn't prepared for what happens in Zardos. I know you guys know.
And knowing's half the battle, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're both welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You are.
So, you're talking about all of this story and what happens
in the
movie.
I'm sure there's a story
in
there somewhere.
I don't know if I saw this movie even. Because I know at some point, like around the 30-minute mark, I stopped paying attention. Yeah. Like, my brain... Like, this podcast has had me endure things like The Butcher Boy.
The
Man Who Fell to Earth. Right?
Andrew, I'm noticing a trend here.
Yeah, I too am noticing a trend here. Plastic Bag Jellyfish? No, amazing.
And other movies that are so bad that I can't actually note them anymore. Right? Those two stood out in my mind.
There was one with a field and...
Right, a field in England?
A field in England. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
I've endured movies like that.
In my defense, that was a pre-TIFF 13 movie.
I understand.
Somebody told me that was good.
You're the worst at picking movies.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Listen, New York, we've endured that.
I don't
that
want to
not me though.
I don't want to get into the defending part, right? Because here lies the thing. Throughout all of those movies, I found myself trying constantly throughout the film to engage with it, to be like, maybe I'm missing something. And this one, however, there was a point in time where I just stopped caring and stopped, like, this, whatever was happening stopped registering. So, you know, when they tell children about going in one ear and out the other, like, that's what was going on. Like, the only thing that I can tell you definitively from this movie that I can remember right now, other than the fact that that picture is something I've seen forever, that being Connery in his outfit.
That there, final outfit that he had on with the heels.
There is a discovery of Wizard of Oz, which, sure, I didn't figure that out, obviously. And the other thing that stood out in my mind was somewhere halfway through the movie, there's a point where he goes into a prism. And just the manner with which that he falls behind the prism, and then they cut to him falling down. Like, it's just laughable.
he shot himself through the glass. What movie? What? Never mind.
Like, this movie is just one of those horrific existential crises you have once in your life, where you are watching something, you know you should stop it, but you keep watching it. And the only reason you do it is because your friend told you you should watch this goddamn fucking movie.
And you're welcome. Friend.
Friend.
Friendo.
Friendish.
So review-ish, movie-ish, friendish.
Yeah,
sorry. Damon, fuck you. Yeah. fuck this movie.
You think I didn't know what I was doing?
I know you knew what you were doing.
I am not going to allow you people to just skate by unscathed while I watch shitty If I have to do this, you're going to do it with me.
You know what's
you're
funny?
You're going down. I watched The Butcher Boy. So fuck off.
So about... I remember throughout this movie...
This is a malicious intention.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. I remember throughout this movie...
I don't care. It felt malicious to this day. It still feels malicious.
I have to tell you, as I was watching this movie, I kept saying to myself, why would Damien... Mm-hmm. And then after a point, I said, you know what?
He did this on purpose.
Yeah. I bet you.
Is this because I made us watch a ghost story?
No, it's because we were talking about movies. It literally came out of us talking about the Pantheon movies. And you both are like, I was making a Zardoz joke. I don't know if you got it. I haven't seen Zardoz. I'm like, all right. All right. Oh, you haven't seen Zardoz, have you? All right, cool. You all watch good movies together. Then let's go the opposite
direction. Yeah. So I have to tell you, Damien, because I have seen bits and pieces of this movie, but mostly because I've seen what Sean Connery wears in this movie, at no stage did my mind say, Douglas, try and like this movie.
Yeah.
Douglas, try and follow this movie. It just kind of all washed over me. The only good thing... the only good thing I can say about this movie is that the soundtrack is...
No, don't...
It's
don't,
thematic.
Don't,
no, hold no, on, hold on.
I don't want to hear you say anything about it.
The soundtrack is pretty thematic. And pretty distinctive for a while. It took me a little while, and then I realized I know this from a movie somewhere. I'm sure it's in a million movies. It's Beethoven's Symphony Number 7. But after a little while, I realized, hold on, I really like the movie I know this from, and that is The Fall by Tarsem Singh. And so
his one and
you
only movie.
Forced me. To watch The Fall by Tarsem Singh again. I actually just finished watching that
then
movie
you're
before
welcome.
The podcast. So this
Douglas brought me from a bad place
into a good place.
How dare you? We're busy chastising him. We're not
congratulate.
You can't chastise me. I knew what I was doing.
But we can try and make you feel bad.
Suicide attack. I'm killing all three of us.
You failed yet again.
But he survived.
Just like how you failed. No. Just like how you failed with other people or the lives of other people. Do you remember that movie?
No, I tried to that movie. That wasn't malicious. The thing is, what he's doing is one of the five stages of grief. This is the denial phase. He's just pretending that Zardoz didn't happen. But the power of Zardoz is, years from now, when he's not even paying attention,
he'll see the picture.
Jesus Christ! Fucking Zardoz!
Okay, so, I mean, there's so many things that if we were to speak seriously about this movie, just...
You cannot speak seriously about this movie, Douglas.
Damien, what was going on with this magician fellow? Douglas. And why was his face like that?
Douglas, me?
Why was his facial hair drawn on? And why was...
Douglas, you think an additional viewing of Zardoz presents any newer information?
I thought it brought you towards all the nuances in the story. Do you think it brought me story?
Closer to the director's vision? Because that is a cocaine adult vision, and I don't do coke anymore.
It absolutely was.
Hold on.
Damien, people would talk anymore, right? And clothes would just fall off of women. It was...
Yes. Like, you watch it, and, like, you see the floating head, and you're like, this is ridiculous. And then he kills the guy in the floating head, and you're like, all right? And then he goes into the vortex. And then there's talking. A lot of it surrounding penises.
There's actually a lot of crying involved in this movie. Me just trying to get the picture out of it.
And then, like, every time you think the movie has reached peak crazy, there's another prism. Or there's when the sanctuary is broken and there's the dude's face. And then the ending scene where they're fading away. There's like... It is baffling from start to finish.
One positive about this movie... Mm-hmm.
Is that it ends.
The makeup artist that did that guy's face. The one that was an asshole to Zardoz. Or not Zardoz. To Zed.
Mm-hmm.
And then had to get half aged. His face. That was kind of good looking.
In the 70s, there's no CG to make things look alright. Then Andrew and his friends, computer people.
What do you have against me? What have I done to you?
George Lucas is what you did to us.
Look, Star Wars is the greatest thing to happen to cinema.
I'm sure it is. Ever. I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
What about the remastered editions?
Yeah, he remastered them.
Well, I haven't seen those.
There was a thing dragging his tail through the sand.
Yeah.
Which looked perfect. Fitting perfectly with...
Look, the internet has given me the best version of A New Hope.
No, it hasn't, because it's not on Blu-ray.
I believe in Disney giving it to me sometime soon.
You also believe in magic? Santa Claus? Speaking of Disney giving people things, the Hobbit people put out a $400 box set recently.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
All of the six movies, and there's like a art book and some other shit, but it's $400. And I think they might be misunderstanding something. The first three, the one that everyone likes, everyone that liked that, bought that. If you add the next three to it, no one's going to buy this. Doesn't matter what you put under this. Who cares? Zardoz is fantastic, though. Back to Zardoz.
Sorry, what? What was that?
Zardoz, I think, is what? It is Tomp approved, is what I think.
Are you saying we're approving its dismemberment? You know what?
I think Damien is right in that our decision here is unanimous.
Mm-hmm. Damien should be kicked off the podcast.
Yes.
But you don't have the power to do that. There's no executive orders here. It is worse than I remembered, which is spectacular. That is an achievement. For a movie that I already thought might be the worst thing I've ever seen to fall short of that expectation. Shows that there's true work involved. No, there is one movie I hate more than this movie, and it involves South Korean people in a slideshow. Because that movie has, like, there's nothing to laugh at. It is just, you remember that one? Six scenes, there's a guy standing
Stray
with
dogs.
The umbrella.
Stray Dogs.
Oh, but that's Korean? I don't think it is.
I think it's Chinese.
Whatever it is. What it is the worst. Like, that is far and away the worst thing I've seen. It's Chinese?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, South Korea. I apologize. China, fuck. Go fuck yourselves.
Oh, wait. I'm going to correct myself one more time.
Mm-hmm.
It's Taiwanese.
Same difference. That's the same country, right?
Depends on how you define country and same. Okay.
So, Andrew, let's just move a hair to the left.
Right.
So that when the assassination comes, who we There's are not
no
in the crosshairs.
In Taiwan. Let's be serious. Can't afford it. Swish. Right, so back to Zardoz.
Are we going to go back to Zardoz? Can we just do Zardoz and stop it?
Can we talk about the performance?
Hey, Charlotte Rampling, she was great when she didn't have her clothes on, right? That's how all the women's performances were.
Hashtag all women.
No, the hashtag is not all women.
No, that is not my. That is your hashtag. My hashtag is definitely. I'm going to pay for this. You guys don't want to talk about Zardoz, though. I don't understand.
I can't remember Zardoz. I watched it yesterday. You know, it was a traumatic event for me, and I have blacked out as much as possible.
All right, let's not.
The raven on the world, and the raven was called Sin. Said, the raven
Why
was called
you tell
Sin.
Me, Mama?
Said,
no.
The raven was called Sin.
Ooh, woman, and the raven was called Sin.
And first sin was intercourse.
I didn't sin, Mama.
No. Say it.
I didn't sin, Mama.
First sin was intercourse.
And the first sin was intercourse, Mama. I was so scared. I thought I was dying. And the girls, they all laughed at me and threw things at me,
And
Mama.
Eve was weak. Say it.
No, Mama.
I think we have other things we talk about on this podcast. What's the next step?
Staring at Douglas's face.
What's the next panel?
The next step on this podcast is where I asked Douglas if he has anything he wants to talk about.
And then
usually he says no.
But I kind of do have today. Mm-hmm. It may not be fully fleshed out. But again, based on the experience today, and as I said... And as I said to you, actually, even this movie could be an example of it. So, The Fall, I think unanimously... I can't even remember if we put it in the Pantheon, but... unanimously, we all love this movie, right? Right, Andrew?
I'm listening.
You're listening.
Yeah.
Sounds like
unanimously, we all love The Fall.
I think also we can unanimously say that every other one of Tarsem Singh's movies are a load of crap.
Let's say mediocre.
All right, fine. Let's say mediocre.
I like mediocre. All
right?
Mediocre works.
But I think, at least for myself and Damien, he gets a pass.
Yeah, 100, I will watch anything he makes.
I will watch anything he makes. So much so, I was looking through his list of movies today and realized that he directed Selfless. I had no intention of watching that movie when it came out.
I continue to have no intention of watching
it. I will now watch it at my first convenience. All right?
What I will tell you is because... I'll tell you this because I fell down this exact same hole.
Yes.
And I kind of like Ryan Reynolds, but this looks like trash. And then it said, Tarsem Singh. Fuck.
2 for 2.
And then I watched it and no.
Oh, of course not. But Damien, he gets a pass, right?
No. I still watched it.
And I am not educated upon the movies that John Borman directed, but Andrew did mention Deliverance. For Deliverance, I think he could get a pass, right? That movie's great. But either way, and we were talking earlier about Britt Marling, how she just gets a pass. But to be fair, she her numbers are more than one.
Yes.
But, and you talk about, as much as I think you actually like more of his movies, you talk about Guillermo del Toro and how I've just approached it incorrectly in that the one movie that would make me give him a pass, I've never watched.
So I'm safe in my heat.
So, who are your people that get a pass like that? What do you, who would you consider that person? Outside of clearly for me and you, Tarsem, or any of the people that would I just said.
Yeah, not like the big names like Nolan and those people.
The people who I always like to give passes to generally are like character actor people.
Okay, hold on. And when I say give a pass, you know, I don't mean somebody like the Coen brothers who may have done one okay movie. I mean, you know, somebody who probably doesn't deserve it.
Right, Not the people that are obvious.
Yeah.
Like the lesser known filmmakers that you're like, nah, I don't watch anything this lunatic makes. Andrew?
I'll need my phone for this. Cause I don't remember.
I know there's people that I have in my head, but I don't know if they qualify. Because I've loved everything they've made.
Yeah.
That's probably not.
I guess the one name which pops out, and he is more 50-50, and I haven't seen all of his movies yet. And some of them, people downright loathe. Some people are very split on. Some people love. Brian De Palma.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I will watch anything De Palma does. Yeah, there are a lot of his movies that I love a lot, right? I love Blowout.
Like Mission Impossible, come on.
Mission Impossible 1 is potentially my favorite Mission Impossible movie. Like, it's super close. Like, before 4 and 5 happened, it was definitive. Number 1 was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
4 and 5, like, they come close.
Yeah, those are really good.
And honestly, I think it's between 1 and 4, right?
And there's Scarface.
I adore what he's done with movies like,
Am I right? Did he direct Dog Day Afternoon?
No. That was Sidney Lumet.
Okay.
Let me pull up his...
He has a lot of bad movies, though.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I learned that real quick because he was a guy who, for a little while, said, I have to watch all the movies. And it was not a good rabbit hole to get on.
I love Carrie. Right, the original Carrie movie. He's done Blowout. He's done The Untouchables.
Mm-hmm.
He's done Carlito's Way. A movie that I quite love, but I haven't seen in forever. Snake Eyes. Right? I really loved that movie when it came out. But then again, this is also the guy who has given us things like The Wedding Party. Like Body Double. Like Raising Kane. Like Mission to Mars.
Ooh.
I
remember one that I watched in my blind stupor called either Femme or Femme Fatale.
Femme Fatale is on the list. He also made The Black Dahlia, which is horrible. He made Passion, which I saw at TIFF, like the first TIFF I went to, and I thought it was kind of cool. The years people have been horrible to it, and I haven't gone back to it. I'm a little fearful to do it. He also made this movie that we've talked about on this podcast, The Phantom of the Paradise.
Yes, that's right. That is his movie.
So he is one of these guys which he goes back and forth between great and not so great. And he, to me, is someone I give a pass to. Another guy who... I definitely give a pass to, and I'm more interested to see the rest of his movies, is Oliver Stone.
Okay. Right?
I love JFK.
Mm-hmm.
JFK is one of the best movies ever. If you haven't seen it, you guys should go and watch that. But this is the same guy that made Savages a few years back, which is god-awful. Right? Not the Savages. I'm talking about the one with what's her name, the actress who was in Desperado.
Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek is in it. Mm-hmm. Aaron Taylor Johnson is in it, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Benicio del Toro is in it as well. Yes. And it's about like Mexican drug cartels.
I remember that movie.
It is horrible. That's
Oliver Stone.
Yes.
That movie looked bad.
It is as bad as it looks.
That's a fairly recent movie, yeah, too. Yeah.
He's still making movies.
Yeah, I know. He directed Snowden.
Yeah, which Snowden. Just came out some places that isn't here.
Oh boy. So Damien, who do you give a pass to?
All right. I hate Ang Lee. Like a lot.
I love Ang Lee.
Like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And was, like you, safe in my history. I just assumed I would go on living my life for eternity and he'd keep making shitty movies and I'd be fine. And he did for a good long time. It was just trash. Then he made Life of Pi. And the problem...
Wait, sorry, I don't think that's the name of that movie.
Yes.
I don't think that's the name of that movie, Damien.
I'm not going to.
Damien, that's not the name of that movie. No. What's the name of that movie?
He made a movie called Richard Parker.
Damien, that's still not the name of that movie.
You guys are assholes.
I believe there is supposed to be a certain level of...
No.
of acting involved, some voice work.
No more voice
work. That one?
I should watch that movie again.
You know, I've never watched that movie before.
That movie, it is...
There's a tiger on the
Think
boat.
About how much I hate Ang Lee.
Yeah.
He ruined the Hulk. He did. And then just kept going. He just like... People are like, Bro, Robot Mountain is good. No, dog, it wasn't. Movie sucks. Boring as shit. Great. And, like, I'll give him... It's the Ice Storm?
Yep.
I'll give him that.
That movie was great.
30,000 years ago. And my hatred blinds me to the fact that that movie... It's probably better, but I'll give it a pass. Because of how much I hate Ang Lee. And none of that helped. Like, I went into Life of Pi assuming it was garbage. Because of the director. And that movie is so good that I have to watch what... Like, it is the reason I ended up watching The Ice Storm. Because Life of Pi was so good. I went, alright, I've seen all this other shit. Maybe there was hope before then. And... actively seek out that movie to watch it.
There are only two of his movies I haven't seen, and one of them came out this year.
So Ang Lee gets a pass?
Ang Lee gets a pass.
Oh my god!
Which is... It feels dirty for me.
He has a new movie coming out.
I know.
I remember when I used to be the only guy on this podcast saying, Ang Lee, Ang Lee, I know.
Now you have two. The third one is still not there.
Just don't. Save yourself. Because you know the next movie is going to be trash.
Yeah.
It looks the new one looks bad.
I still watch it though. I was looking at John Woo's filmography.
I haven't seen as many of his as I want to.
I'm pretty certain
he's made a lot of bad movies, but he made The Killer.
He's made a heap of trash,
and he's made
Face Off,
Hard Boiled.
He made The Killers. He made
Hard Boiled,
Face Off.
Most importantly, Face Off.
And he made the best Mission Impossible movie.
No, Brian De Palma did that. We just talked about this.
And sure, he made some other movies that I'm not going to mention. They're real bad.
Why aren't you mentioning Hard Boiled? I'm getting hurt now.
No, because you already said Hard Boiled. Okay, everyone,
cool.
That's not
all right, cool.
Up for debate.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to confirm.
That's not.
Did they ever make the sequel to that movie, Soft Boiled?
No. You feel better?
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You're too far for me to punch you in the face.
He made
a bad.
Oh, well, that probably would be the prequel, right?
He made Red Cliff.
I remember that name.
I remember that being a big thing. Like, people were talking about, like, how big a production it was.
He made The Crossing. He made Broken Arrow.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Yes, that was in his American phase.
Bad. Yeah.
He made Paycheck.
He
He did not make Paycheck.
Yes, he did.
He was Paycheck?
Yes, he did.
Was Paycheck. That movie is super
bad. I love the title of that movie so much.
He made Wind Talkers. Now, I don't know if you
Is that Nick Cage?
I've never seen
it. I saw the trailer for that.
Dog.
That's all I needed to see.
Is the worst. Then he said, you know, I made The Killers, and The Killers is awesome. What if I make The Replacement Killers? He made Bulletproof Monk.
That's him?
Yes.
What?
That continues to be him.
Stifler? Bulletproof Stifler is him?
Chow Yun Fat.
He's me.
Hey, careful. You sure that isn't Ken Watanabe? Are you sure?
You're an idiot. He also made The Robinsons, Lost in Space.
Wow, I didn't know he was that. That's the one with Chris Evans.
Chris Evans isn't in that.
And
Joey is in that.
Oh, Joey,
not
sorry.
Joey. No, it's not. Yes, it is Joey.
And
Matt LeBlanc.
And not John Hurt. Yes, although William Hurt. William Hurt.
The one that hurts me every time I see him. And also Gary Oldman was in it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I think I saw that on TV like a little while back. And I'm like, oh, look at that. Mm-hmm. Gary Oldman in a shitty sci-fi movie.
Yep.
I just turned it off.
That being said, if John Woo makes another movie, Damian White will watch
movie. So on the flip side now. Mm-hmm. Because there are all these people that we've given passes to.
Right.
There are all these people that we actually love for legitimate reasons as well. But is there anybody that either you have revoked that pass,
mm-hmm.
or what would it take for Clint you to revoke that pass? For instance, I've heard this one. For instance, what would it take you to say like a Tarsem?
Clint motherfucking Eastwood.
Excuse me, sir.
Look, Andrew, explain yourself.
Very much like how you talk about Spike Lee.
Yeah.
I have realized that Clint Eastwood's goodness has expired. And there is a date. And I don't go past that anymore.
Mm-hmm. And what date would that be?
Gran Torino.
Mm-hmm.
That is his cutoff point.
What did he make post Gran Torino?
Jersey Boys.
There was Jersey Boys. There's been American Sniper.
I like American Sniper.
I hated that movie.
Fuck off.
Let me find. Like, I can't remember what the movie was.
I am going to look Sully. Up this.
Come on, Andrew. How can you not like the guy that saved 100 people?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with you?
That did his job and landed a plane.
All right.
Yes.
After which, after Gran Torino, there is Invictus.
Oh.
There is Hereafter. There's Jedga. Jersey Boys.
Wait, go back to the last one. What?
Jedga.
Jedga.
Oh. Jedga. So I heard Jenga like the game Jenga and was completely confused.
Yeah. Jersey Boys. I actually haven't seen Jersey Boys. American Sniper. And then Sully came out this year, which I haven't seen. Right? American Sniper is the movie that told me, you know what? I'm done. Can't do it anymore. Clint, I love you. Cowboy Clint. I love all of the older movies. The Unforgiven, Bird, which I keep meaning to watch. Million Dollar Baby was... Love that movie.
He directed Bird?
He directed
As
Bird.
As in Forrest Whitaker Bird?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No. I'm not looking at his body of work. There's no fucking way. I don't care what he does. He'd have to kill everybody I know. There's no way.
But
There's
can
no
you way. Admit that he's hit a date?
I enjoyed American Sniper, so...
Is yes, it because
no,
they said
all
Overwatch?
All those other movies are... because I love that type of movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand all of the arguments. Yes, it is basically propaganda.
No. Based on a true story is what you meant to say. Because that's the main reason why.
Oh, no, that's not. Like, look, I am never, hopefully, going to have to work in the military. Right, it holds no appeal for me, and I'm kind of fat, so it's not going to work. It's not going to play nice.
They'll fix
Maybe
that. Don't worry.
Military, but not a real military.
They'll fix that, Damien.
But I have always found it fascinating about people in military that are in actual conflict zones, because whether you agree or not, your job is still your job, and people shoot at you.
So
at
it,
your job.
So it behooves you to shoot back.
Yeah, and so every story I've heard from the people who've gone over there, both the ones that are you know, eloquent with their words and super literate, and they can tell you in wit, and even people who are just like, yo dog, we wake up every day, they shoot at me, I shoot back, I try and sleep. All of the stories are fascinating in their own way, because it is a night, like, that is literally living through a nightmare. There's people who want to murder you, and that is your job. Whether you agreed with it, yeah or nay, doesn't make any difference. You and all of your friends are targets, and your job is to not die. It's a shitty job. And so watching this guy who was exceptional at his job, paired with his life, like all of the rest of it, that people were up in arms about, I didn't really see it. I thought the performances were fine, thought the direction was fine, and I enjoyed the story that he told. Yes, he massaged a lot of it, but who gives a shit? We knew that was going to happen. They did that in Zero Dark Thirty. Did that make that movie any less good? No, it didn't. So
I'm saying this movie's not good.
I get it. Right. So now that Andrew is hating on one of my movies, there is a director I have swung real hard on. His expiry date was a long time ago. His name, and you'll know his name because people still think of him as a god amongst men. His name is Steven Spielberg. When's the last good movie he put out? Douglas Robinson.
Bridge of Spies.
No.
When's the last?
No. Andrew, I cannot back that statement, Andrew. Mm-mm.
Let's play this game.
And I need to play this Lincoln. Game because... Oh, I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
Tolerate.
You'll tolerate which
Bridge
one?
Of Spies. Lincoln is 14 hours, and it is David Attenborough dreams of being as boring as Lincoln. That is what he, instead of listening to
I
his
did
audio
just
tape,
watch Catch Me If
falls
You Can.
Asleep.
That movie's great.
Yeah. When was that movie again?
I know.
Yeah.
It was 2001.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Tintin.
Uh-huh.
I never watched
Munich.
That movie.
Uh-huh.
Munich was awesome.
Can I get Munich?
Yes, but that's 2005.
I need Damien to give him Munich.
Okay, so we're now 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Look, if we're in Malik years, right. That's
wait,
one
wait,
movie.
Wait. Andrew,
but
Andrew,
that
hold
movie,
on.
That
hold
movie
on.
Was surrounded. I remember the, what was it, The Terminal? Did he make The Terminal?
Actually,
no, The Terminal.
Yes, he did. It's right before.
Yes.
It's the year
it
before.
No,
it's the year before. But I have to tell you, I like The Terminal. I like
Munich.
The Terminal. However,
no, you don't.
However,
I like
let's just say that Munich was the last one. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the rest of the movies and see if you know
mm-hmm.
this adds up. So 2008, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Scratch it. Not touching that one.
2011, War Horse.
No, you've missing out Tintin.
You should.
No, I
yeah.
haven't missed out Tintin.
Yeah. That was deliberate.
Tintin is the
and
next
War,
one.
And War
you,
Horse is
I don't
fantastic.
Know how to read in a series.
No, that's how it's on his
Oh,
thing.
Okay. On my phone, War
yeah.
Horse is first. I don't know why. So, The Adventures of Tintin or Tintin.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really
actually,
supposed to be Tintin.
I actually enjoyed that movie. I understand that it's not peak or anything,
wow.
right? It's not anything to go crazy over. But I didn't think it was bad.
So
right?
So I'm a bad person to look at this list at because between 2008 and 2015, I did not watch any Spielberg movies.
Other than Spies.
Why.
You haven't watched anything other than Spies because I made you go to Spies.
Steven Spielberg is one of the greatest directors of all time.
But
we
I
have,
did
why
want
have
to,
you
okay, so I wanted to watch
not
Lincoln
any of his movies.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Uh-huh.
Damien, hold
I
on,
wanted
hold
to
on.
Watch
first
War
all,
Horse so I could be the correct one.
First of all, Damien,
yeah.
I take offense to this line of questioning.
Uh-huh.
Right? You're badgering Douglas,
the
witness. You're talking to someone who watches 30 hours of TV a
mm-hmm.
day and not one movie because he chooses to.
Cool.
Right?
Douglas, how many Nolan movies have you missed in the last 10 years?
Zero.
Okay. you want me to use, there's other directors that I can use. And he'll have watched more than he's seen Steven Spielberg. In fact, I'd be willing to bet that he's seen a, what's Transformers guy name?
Michael Bay.
You've seen a Michael Bay movie more recent than you've seen a Steven Spielberg.
If it wasn't for me wanting to watch that movie, he wouldn't have gone.
Actually, no, because I don't think Michael Bay has made a movie since Bridge of Spies.
We saw one this year.
We did?
Yes.
Oh, Benghazi?
Yeah.
Was that after Bridge of Spies?
Yes.
All right, then, yeah.
But you're if it wasn't for me, he wouldn't have watched that.
Oh, I absolutely would not have.
But, but you did.
I did.
But
and
he
you know
couldn't
what?
Even convince
I liked
you to
it
watch
more than I thought
Spielberg
I would.
Movies.
Yeah, we went to the last one. We went to Spies.
Mm-hmm. Right, but before that, just this
I wasn't
gap.
Here.
Good. Congratulations, Doug.
Lincoln and Warhorse and Tintin all came out while I was
in
Trinidad.
And I hear that the BFG is spectacular, right?
I haven't seen
Yeah, I've heard. I've
yeah,
heard
I've heard
underwhelming
great,
things
just
about
the best that. Things. But that one looked underwhelming. Like, it wasn't the one I was looking forward to. But
I kind of would be because I like that story. I read that story when I was
Every
young.
Time I hear that title, I think Big Fucking
Oh, absolutely.
That's what it, that's the name
absolutely.
Of
Absolutely. I remember reading about the soda. That apparently giant soda, the bubbles don't go up, they go down. So when giants drink soda, they don't burp, they do
Fart.
That other thing. And I remember as a young boy, that was the best.
Yeah. When you were a child, you thought as a child.
Yes.
That's pretty funny.
I want to say Michael Bay, but I know I'm lying because if Bad Boys 3 comes out,
exactly,
all bets are off.
I'm going to jump kick someone in the face. I think that might be the next movie that gets me scared. Bad Boys 3. Because I haven't seen the Star Wars things. Because it has no appeal to me, even though this would be the one that has the most chance, because it's not beholden to the stories before.
And it's Godzilla dude.
Right, and I love him. It's the same reason. So, like, Warcraft movie. I think I like that movie more because Duncan Jones made that movie. I think I am...
I can take that argument.
Ascribing goodness to that movie because of who made that movie and not what happened in that movie.
So bad.
Like, there's the dog tooth guy that we swore up and down that it would never happen. And then I watched Lobster. And
did
I enjoyed
like
Lobster.
Oh,
like you did?
It. Oh, wow. I did not like
I
that movie.
I wanted to.
I like that movie.
Like that movie is one of those movies where if I cut it into small scenes, I love so much of it. I think the one moment that stands out for me and I love so much, there's a moment where they're having like a... Let's call it a show for all the guests to explain to them why it's important and they find a mate.
Yes.
And they show them, if this woman is alone, she gets taken off.
And you just go, this is the best.
And that's like the dumbest, funnest
Thank you,
thing.
Movie.
But just that movie is one of those movies where it just, like, as it goes along, it just doesn't carry. The
like,
tone doesn't keep.
It would be like if movies were allowed to be. If more movies did what Kung Fury did, which is just like, yo, how about, like, we know we have a good, fun premise, how about we get, like, a half an hour out of this? Because when you stretch it past that, then you have to write other things around it. But if you can just narrow it down to what you know is funny, then...
But can't we say that for all of his movies?
No.
Because the premise of all of his movies are great.
Yeah, but none of the execution in the first two were worth any time. Just trash. Do you remember the Alps?
Yes.
Did you watch that movie?
Yes.
What
yes.
part of that movie was worth wasting eyesight on? None of it. Movies start to finish garbage.
No, because of him. Not because even, the premise it's...
Even if you gave Dog to, like, the part where you're like, it's weird, like, this experiment seems okay. Like, it, like, 10 minutes in that movie immediately is off the rails. You're like, this is the craziest shit. And then it just, like, he didn't double down on anything. He just made it worse. He just kept his boy. But I enjoyed.
I have Lobster.
Yeah, I wrote him off completely and then watched Lobster. So I have no backbone whatsoever. Even... Spielberg. I'm going to watch more of his movies. Like, it's hard. Once I've found a reason to like you, it's hard to...
Yeah, it's hard to bring it back. It's right? hard to take
Like, there's actors yeah. that you know are beacons for badness. So, like, if I see Pauly Shore in a movie, you're like, come on, you have to... Or Catherine Heigl. Like, the second you see those names, you're like, guys, you have to try harder. This, you can't, like, you can't put Rihanna, starring Rihanna, and expect me to watch this movie. Just... not going to work.
So you would see Pauly Shore if you were watching Workaholics.
I don't watch enough of that.
He's on Workaholics now?
He's in an episode.
Oh, one episode, okay.
As Pauly Shore.
Yeah, I've seen a couple episodes of that. I enjoy that stupid TV show.
It's a dumb show. I watched the first couple of seasons and
it's
just kind of stopped. Mm-hmm. But I should start it back again.
Whatever.
Okay. I remember I watched it because I saw those guys live in the comedy club and they made fun of me for crossing my, mm-hmm. my arms.
As they should.
right.
I reserve my arm crossing for mm-hmm. things like Zardoz.
I would not laugh at you. You're not Bill Burr. I've wasted my money.
It's crazy how that guy, he's not quite famous yet, but he's something. Adam Devine or Devine, mm-hmm. however you pronounce his
last
name.
He's pretty famous.
He's middling. He's not famous. He's not super famous.
Because he doesn't have leading man looks.
Yeah.
If he had the look to match his charisma and enthusiasm, he'd be like...
Yeah, he's great.
He'd be like Justin Timberlake famous.
Oh, man.
But for someone that looks like him,
so,
he's
okay,
been in
here is the proof that he's not that famous. Andrew just had to search that name.
Yeah.
Andrew didn't know who the hell we were talking about.
I know, I just seen a picture. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Pitch Perfect, dude.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason he knows him, Pitch Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Well, but there's another movie
Andrew's
here.
I've seen
Pitch Perfect 2.
No, The Intern. He's in The Intern.
Douglas, someone showed me who Ariana Grande was.
I don't know who that is.
All right.
I don't think I have an image in my head of who that
I've,
is.
I've
right.
seen
like,
her
I know
before.
The name and, I,
and
yeah.
she is
apparently
like,
she was a Disney kid. I didn't know that.
She is like ultra super famous.
Is she though?
Yeah, dog.
But no, that's different. That's
she's
different
like
because okay,
nightmare
let me
films.
Tell you. Let me tell you why that's different. You and I mm-hmm. don't necessarily pay attention to that
right.
piece of the
and
world.
And that is how all
right?
fame
we don't pay
works
attention
at
to,
point,
to
also,
the
movies,
pop music.
Movies
sort of thing.
Are visual, so we have to see the person all the time.
Right, but that the things that we like are self-selecting. We don't go like. You don't spend a lot of time on TMZ, do you?
No.
Oh, exactly.
No, I don't.
You're right. So, do you watch E! News? Or any of Access Hollywood type things?
Not really.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. So, you wouldn't know. This dude, he is real famous.
No, I think he's... Mm-hmm. But because I've followed him since... almost before he even had a show on Comedy Central. So to me, I can't even gauge whether he's famous or not. Because I've just... You tell me Adam Devine. I'm like, I know him for a long time. But
celebrity gossip about him.
Oh, wow.
I live with women.
Okay.
I've heard celebrity gossip about this man. So never heard a single person say anything about Bill Burr in all his life.
What's the gossip?
No, I've just said I heard. I don't know. Like, I heard the name Adam Levine, I went, oh, right, I know him. Because at first I thought it was Adam Levine they were talking about, and then I saw his stupid face, and I went, oh, no, it's the other guy. Yeah. So, yeah, he's famous. He's famous. YouTube famous. You, can you start calling people wife famous?
Yeah, they're the ones who get Netflix shows.
Don't hate. Stop sipping on all that hatering.
Have you watched that show?
Are you crazy? I have real shit to watch.
Yeah. I actually watched the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
thrilled.
Watch the second.
Oh, look, I know of
her. It's as good as Babylon.
I know of her only because she was on an episode of Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars.
Oh, okay.
And she did it half. She did it half normal and half in that character. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay. I won't watch her YouTube channel.
Seinfeld in cars, I've seen precisely zero of those.
I have to tell you, I generally would not have watched it either, because he watches it. I watched a few.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all. It's fun.
And I mean, especially when you get a comedian you really like.
Exactly.
Like,
just like that. So he was on with
Mel Brooks and I want to say Don Rickles, but it wasn't. It was Rob Reiner.
Rob Reiner was that episode, but he did Don Rickles.
Yeah, he's
separately.
Done Don Rickles separately. But when they were together, it was great. You saw Rob Reiner. No, not Rob.
Yes.
No. Isn't Rob son? Who's Carl the father? Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks just sitting down and
being old.
being old friends and eating dinner and watching television. And while that isn't a regular episode, it was real good. And so are a lot of the other episodes. It's fun. Oh, JB Smoove was on that, and he's
what was I going to say?
I hate him in TV shows,
except
the
for
Larry David
the
show,
the Curb Your Enthusiasm show.
Except that one.
Yeah,
like a lot, but I enjoy.
What other TV shows is he in though?
Some other.
I've never seen him stand up.
Mostly on BET.
I believe I liked his small bits in Top 5. I believe you didn't like that movie, am I right?
Oh no, that movie's bad, but I enjoy a lot of things about that movie. Cause
that movie is what?
That movie's bad. There's a DMX joke that is probably the best joke of all time. It's likely the, like, right beneath, no, let me, in the same line as Hitlerosaurus. Is that DMX joke? If you ask me on the right day, it's the best joke ever.
Damn, I hate you. That movie is so good.
It's today the right day.
That movie's so good.
You enjoy it because people discuss top 5 rappers for most of the show.
No.
And then DMX clouds your judgment.
DMX probably does, but no. You know what it is? It's my kind of movie. Think about it this way:
it's light
for
the most part. One crazy-ish night.
And it's almost, you can put it beside. It's not the same thing, but you can put it side the befores and say, "I see how these are similar." Right? I like those kind of movies.
I like seeing Jerry Seinfeld appear in that.
Yes, Jerry Seinfeld was perfect.
But you know what I want to ask Douglas about?
Jerry in the strip
club.
So,
a few weeks ago, what? We sat down together and we were talking about documentaries.
Oh, yes. I knew this was going to come out this week.
There was a movie I mentioned that he hadn't seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
I have now rectified this, and I would like Douglas to discuss The Imposter.
Imposter.
Mm-hmm. You saw
that. Yeah, that movie sucks.
Well, thank you for listening to the Only Movie Podcast. We're going to move on to
That movie is pretty good. I like that movie a lot. It's what you see so very little of in documentaries, and I guess what you guys keep harping on about the one I didn't see, Pop Star or something.
Tabloid.
Yeah. It has feature film, but that's not the best way to put it.
It's visually arresting.
Stop using big words, right? It has...
Call the police.
The movie police. Mm-hmm. The visual police.
Film cop. All right, welcome to the first episode of Film Cop.
I think we finally found a name. Yep. It took us, what?
8 years? Inspector Chief. That's our title. Who gives a shit?
Okay. So yeah, this movie, it borrows a lot from what I would call feature films, where it's not necessarily just talking heads. It's not just informational, but they
not just infographics with people talking about.
Exactly. They try very hard to create emotion. So a lot of the times with documentaries, they just try to evoke emotion through the information that's being told. So they may have a long pause when they talk about how bad the Nazis were killing somebody or, you know, something like that, where the information is so horrific that you're supposed to be sad, or it's so uplifting that you're supposed to be happy. Or, you know, it's that kind of thing. But this movie took on a whole life of its own. Clearly, they reenacted quite a bit of it. Clearly, it seems like they actually got the guy to reenact some of it.
It wasn't him.
There were some scenes where it looked like him.
Yeah, no, that guy had on makeup, and they used the audio from him doing the talking head. Yeah.
All right, cool.
But it wasn't all the scenes where like you could see like the production design going all over the top, and him like in the booth, and all. That wasn't him. That was just
I didn't think in the booth it was him, but there are a couple of times when they're just kind of shooting him maybe walking and then turning to face the camera where it looked very much like him, but maybe it wasn't. So yeah, sure. But they did that. And even I remember there was a specific scene where they built tension. I think it was when she's probably not the FBI, but this lady from some agency was talking about an interview, I think. And there was this her interview versus what you saw versus him, and it kept going back and forth. And then there was this other kind of produced content that and there was a soundtrack that just kind of went, and they knew how
they
to
produce this documentary.
Yeah, they produced the shit out of this documentary, and kudos to them.
Yeah,
because
all the better
it made
for it.
A great movie. And you know, I don't want to say all other documentaries should be like this, but
all of them should be like this. It's not some exit through the gift shop type nonsense. They're like, hey, what if we make this absolutely crazy? Like, we have the information, but let's do this.
But I like that movie.
Yeah, you do. But what if it were more better?
All right, fair enough. But yeah, this movie is great. Yes. Also, it is. The story is pretty interesting. So much so, I started, and this will... If you guys have listened to this podcast long enough, you should know that I'm a twisted individual. So I was laughing throughout the whole second half of the documentary when I realized, wait, are they going to try and say that these people killed their son? And they did. And they went even further to make me wonder if they're going to actually dig up a dead body on screen, which, guess what, they didn't. But they tried hard. But yeah, this movie was special.
It's really good. No, you should watch Tabloid.
Yeah, it's been on my list for a little while. But it's a documentary.
Move it to the top.
It will never be.
Look,
at the
he top. Has 20 seasons of TV shows to watch.
Yeah, but they don't go anywhere.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure Tabloid doesn't go anywhere.
No, it does.
Where does it go? Back further, into the further, tabloids? Yep. Okay.
If you don't watch
to
it,
the back page?
Right. It goes in the fish.
You keep piling madness on top of it.
No, the fish goes in it.
Oh. And then it wraps it.
Hold on. How do you cook fish? Do you put newspaper inside of the fish and call it stuffing?
You could have just stopped with how do you cook. The box with the fire, though.
Yeah. I think that's where it's done. I can't confirm this. Right. But
right,
I believe.
Just spin things over the flame, cook eventually. That's you, man. Soup, eggs, bananas.
All right. Damien, is there anything you want to talk about?
No.
All right, I think we're going to close off.
Been
here.
Doing a Douglas and watching TV shows I probably shouldn't have been watching. I went through and all of the TV shows that I have and hadn't seen an episode of. I was like, I should watch an episode of that.
I'm happy all the CW DC shows are back.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just going to ignore most of anything that's not The Flash, I'll ignore till they're finished.
I kind of enjoy watching them all together now because they've gotten to a point. I think Supergirl is the only one which isn't like completely tied in,
and there and, will be a three-part episode apparently.
But I enjoy the way they're kind of tangling them all together now.
They're so stupid that I need to if I watch it, like if I try and watch it week to week, there's one week that I'll have
clarity and go, I don't need to watch this shit anymore. It's so stupid. None of it makes... Comic books are so stupid. And then eventually I'll stop watching. But if I just get all of it in at once, like Legends of Tomorrow, like even as I was going, boy, this is dumb. The next one just starts. And then by the time it's finished, like, this might be... Did I just waste 20 hours of my life? This is trash. I'll see you next year.
So, Damon, what TV shows are you watching now?
I started watching Almost Human.
Okay. Is that the one with Judge Dredd?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that first episode is pretty good.
Yeah. That show's like 10 years old.
Yeah, who cares? Okay. Still have it. By Any Means. That's a British TV
show.
Oh,
no, Damien. Don't watch that show.
I enjoyed the first episode.
It's bad. Has it gotten far? How many seasons have it gone?
I only saw the one episode.
Because that was right after one of the seasons of Luther. And I said, oh, it's Justin. And no.
So the thing I don't do is get multiple seasons of shows that I've never seen. I get the one. And until I start watching that one, I just... pretend all of them.
I think it was right after he died, which would have been not the last season, but the one before that. Before.
Yeah.
Which was mostly 3 or 4 years ago now.
I started... What was the other one? There's one other one. I rewatched Terriers, which is why I didn't get to watch more TV. Terriors is amazing.
Yes, it
I'm so upset that there's no more Terriors. It's so good.
You guys should be watching Halt and Catch Fire.
I know. And The Americans.
I think I have the third season to watch. Me to watch it. I remember I watched the first one or two episodes and
that is literally where I'm just like, this is going anywhere.
Yeah.
It seems bad, but let's do this.
Andrew's deep into it.
I like that show. I have a full season of this trash. Let's go. People seem to love the people, the 13 people that watch that. Absolutely
I'm
love it.
I'm one of them.
Let's see. Oh. I didn't get a full season of this. Like, I got it.
This sounds like a bad decision.
Yeah, I got it just to, like, confirm my suspicions. They did Heroes Reborn.
Oh.
I watched episode one.
Was it Reborn?
Wow. Just like, you guys learned nothing.
Damian, I was in high school when that first show came out.
Yeah, that first
season. I didn't even watch that show.
That first season,
I
remember
being good.
I
saw the first episode and said no. And I was in high school. So, that's how bad that show is.
They caught me with the first season. And then the second season came, and they caught no one. Everyone. I don't know what you people...
I remember liking the second season, but that's where it cut off. That's where like, once they went into three and up.
Watch Heroes Reborn, and like, you guys didn't learn anything from any of the CW shows, did you? Like... Superpowers are supposed to be fun. Dour superheroes suck. No one wants to watch this. Your miserable lives. No, TV shows.
Oh, okay, sorry. All right. This rule only applies to TV. All right.
Plus, Batman is pretty awesome.
What about,
in all of those movies.
What about like Luke Cage?
That's not dull.
Jessica Jones.
That's fun. They're both fun.
They listen to Wu-Tang.
Exactly. Right? Except don't play it in the TV
shows. Yeah, I was very upset.
Still upset.
Have you seen Luke Cage? Like
yeah.
The whole
not
like when
even this thing. It's like an olive branch, but
like
it's not everybody likes it. It's not
you
like
you should
it
edit
wrong.
That. That's a spoiler for the people who have.
No,
seen
yeah, I'm
Luke
going
Cage.
To I'm going to bleep that out.
But it's so good.
Yeah.
When I see like doing the thing, like clapping it. Yes.
Hey. Sure. Show us this.
All right, I guess we're going to wrap up right here now. That's the end of this podcast. We're going to talk about...
And I like the main bad guy in Luke Cage. Because he was also in House of Cards.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
I like him. I like the character he played. But his... Shades? Oh, might be the worst.
Bad. Yeah, he's horrible.
I don't know who wrote that. No, but on you writing. Know what?
The writing may not be the problem. Have you seen that fellow and how he moves?
Yeah, no, I just mean like who wrote him as a character. Not just the writing in the show. That entire character is...
I like Diamondback.
Useless. Yeah. That's much better. He's useless. It is... here, there's some Iron Fist thing coming.
Yes, yeah, in March.
Danny Rand.
And then Defenders sometime after that.
Which is going to be off like Earth? All...
Yeah, everybody...
It's going to be... It's going to be Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and Danny Rand. Iron Fist.
Defenders. Can I get that movie greenlit?
Defenders of the Earth?
Yes.
Well, they to be fair, just, Captain Planet
they just got greenlit. And you know what I found the most interesting about that? Is that the company that's greenlit it, DiCaprio's production company.
Why not?
So after all of his Earth documentary, right, environmentalism, right, he's like, Captain Planet, that's because, how we get them in the
because
doors.
Because, Andrew, we need more heart in this
yep.
world.
Do you think they can get Don Cheadle to do the Funny or Die Captain Planet?
I just think
I've ever seen.
All I want is for the black
he
guy.
He makes everyone a tree.
All I want is for the black guy to have dirt and some Native American to have heart. And I'll be straight. I'll be like, it won't matter what is on the screen. I'll be too busy laughing. The entire, it would be 50 Shades of Grey all over. Just me ruining everybody's movie watching experience. Just laughing the entire time.
Check one, check two, check it out. Check it out. Power and grace, yellow for friendship, red for love, black for the universe, stars above, pink bars that I brought her on Valentine, said it was forever, then she changed her mind, I said a little red and I cleared my eyes, feel a draw on my heartstrings, drawing the line, started off with an orchid, natural portrait, I ain't Picasso, but that ain't important, faith, smart dude, never graduated art school, stay tuned, I'ma show you how my art moves, shape and dimension, flowing extension, symmetry and shade, blowing out the frame, sign off my name, Dante, when I'm finished, put it to your memory for permanent exhibit. Love, hard work, and it's worth every minute. Abstract, still life, real life, kinetic, big move. Check one, check two, checkmate. Check
mate.
Power and grace to creation. No necessary. Be easy, chop up. Just call it creation, bro.